Brody Smith from the Crows here, and proud ambassador for Murray Bridge Toyota.
Boy, do I love these pros!
It's time to catch up with one of my teammates. We're the pride of
South Australia. Well, there it is. Adelaide took on Geelong on the weekend. Not the game they were hoping for. They got outclassed by a superior Geelong side. One man who did stand up, though, was Matt Crouch, and he joins us now. Matt, how are you?
Good, thanks, boys. Going well.
Yeah, that's good. You came up against a formidable opponent in Geelong. They're twice this year, they've had your measure.
Yeah, they have. It felt like in the first half we were okay around the footy. We probably matched around the footy, but in the second half we really couldn't lock the ball in our forward half, and especially that third quarter where they got away from us. So it was a fairly disappointing loss.
Their midfield, it's an A-grade one. Dangerfield, Selwood, Duncan, Guthrie, Motlop. Probably just shaded you guys on the weekend.
Yeah, I think that's twice they've got us now in the midfield, so... obviously a fair midfield, a lot of class in there, and on the weekend they were a bit too good for us. So hopefully this week we can bounce back and put in a good performance.
How much of that do you put down to the conditions, or they just know and have a game plan or a template just to beat you guys in close, Matt?
I think we weren't really happy the way we play. We know what makes us as a midfield group play well, and some of the key factors that make us play well. And I think on the weekend, they out-hunted us and out-spread us. So I don't think it was the conditions or anything like that. I think they were just on top throughout the day.
This overuse of handball at times under severe pressure, is that an easy thing to fix?
Sorry, what was that question? I just missed that one.
Yeah, you're right. The overuse of handball at times out of congestion or stoppage, trying to chain it out, if you like, is that an easy thing to fix?
It's probably not an easy thing to fix. I think it's just to know when to surge kick it forward and when you can run and handball through. So I think it's one thing Geelong do well as a group is use their hands at a stoppage. I guess it wasn't for a night on the weekend, but I guess it's the thing they're still working at the Crows. And I think a lot of the time on the weekend we did overuse it. So, that's something we'll work on.
What about the demeanour of the coach? How did he go after, I guess he would have been disappointed, second time for the year Geelong got you. Did he get fired up at all?
He's pretty calm on the night. I think in review we had a few things we looked at that we can get better at. I think obviously evident that the midfield battle was the big factor for us, and obviously keeping our forward line. So, that's the things we went over, and hopefully we can improve from now.
What about his philosophy? Moving forward, next couple of weeks, you play the two bottom sides. Do you feel as if there's an opportunity to maybe manage some of the players?
It's not a decision really for me. I think if they do choose to go that way, that's the coach's call. But I think whoever goes out there on the park this week will have a fair crack, and I think... there's one thing he did say to us, and he wants to keep playing our way and the brand of footy that we know we can play. So hopefully we can get back to that this weekend.
As a player, you'd like to pick your best team each week, and I think that will be Pikey's philosophy. He might manage game time. I'm not too sure that they'll do the resting. And we have a look. Percentage could mean second spot, top four or six. So that alone should motivate the group, Matt.
Yeah, I think, as you know, it's such a close competition at the moment. You can't really afford to drop games, and I think for us, it's obviously Essendon and Brisbane and the come up teams we're playing aren't that high on the ladder, but they're obviously pretty big games for us to win and cement our spot up the top of the top four.
Matt, you got fined for a melee with Motlop, but you got the free kick. I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, it's not good forking out $1,000, but that's part of footy, I guess. But I'll leave that to the tribunal to make their decisions, but I don't think I'll be wrestling any time soon.
No, well, it wasn't really you. You got wrestled by him, but I did notice third man in was Paddy Dangerfield. I'd never seen him jump into a blue as quick as that in my life.
Yeah, I said that to him after the game, actually. He's in there quick. He mustn't like me, mate. But,
I thought it was the other way. I thought he maybe knew something. That he was trying to protect you, perhaps. He didn't like to see you getting bashed up.
I hope so.
Hey, what has been the mood this week? Is there obviously there's a bit of flatness after you had your first loss in eight rounds? The boys bounced back pretty quick.
Yeah, I think you review games like that, and we know we have to get better. I think that's part of what we're going to do as a footy club. You have a loss like that, and you obviously point out the things we've got to get better at. But we'll bounce back pretty hard this week in training. We'll train hard, and I think it's still a positive environment to be around, and hopefully we can come out this week and play our brand of footy.
What about Taylor Walker and Daniel Talia, two guys who were very proppy after the game with ankle and hip complaints? How are they looking so far this week?
Yeah, I think Tech's scans are all pretty clear. I think he's still a bit sore, but I think, yeah, I think they'll assess him throughout the week and see how he goes, and I think Taylor should be right to play this week. So, pretty good result overall.
Matt, how are you enjoying playing with your brother?
Yeah, loving it. Yeah, it's good to sort of get some games together and run out together in the AFL. So, yeah, really enjoying playing as in the midfield as a whole group at the moment, I think. Yeah, really even contribution in there and yeah, loving playing together.
Do you look for each other like the Cracker Brothers?
I probably didn't really get it that much on the weekend, so the Geelong had the ball the whole time, but every now and then we look for each other, but yeah, it's all a bit of fun.
Did you even know who the Cracker Brothers were, man?
Yeah, I do. They were pretty good players. The old man told me that.
Well, one was a left footer, one was a right footer, so there's some similarities. Both hard nuts like you two.
Yeah, probably a bit more skillful, I think.
Kicked a few more goals, probably. But, hey, we noticed that, or Rowie certainly does, that each week it's almost like you're waxing at the start of the game. One week you start on the interchange bench, the next week it's your brother Brad. Have you ever started in the middle together for a game?
I don't think we have, no. I think, yeah, last few weeks sort of been one off and one on. So, we haven't probably started in there, but I think you get a fair bit of time throughout the game in there together, so that's always a positive.
Now, come on, Matt, who's better, you or him?
I'll let you decide that.
Well, we're loving how you're going about your footy at the moment. You're getting a lot of game time in the midfield, a lot of numbers. You must be enjoying that. I mean, and the extra responsibility that goes with that, Matt.
Yeah, it's obviously good to sort of have a permanent place in the side and to be playing some consistent footy. So, loving playing AFL footy and the grind of week to week of playing. So, yeah, really enjoying it.
You keep getting better. So you feel like you've got a bit of team security now?
Oh, I don't want to sort of get too far ahead of myself, so I'll just keep trying to perform the best I can. But obviously, there's a lot of boys playing good state league footy as well, so I'll just keep performing.
And you'll do a bit of work, no doubt, training this week. The midfield, the connection between the midfield and the forwards, just a bit off on the weekend. It's been one of your strengths for the year.
Yeah, it was a bit. I think, as I said before, they rebounded pretty well. I think Enright was really good in that sort of plus one role back there, and we kicked the ball a lot to him. So, I think throughout the week we'll be training that, and hopefully the connection this week will be better.
I was with Rory Atkins on the weekend. I forgot that he lives with JJ. So are you still with your brother, Matt, the two of you?
Yep, I am, yeah. It's just me and Brad here together. So, it's enjoyable.
How does that go? You eat your veggies? Who's the cook? Give us a bit of...
We try and share it, but, one normally does the meat and one normally cooks the veggies, so... Yeah, we just share it all the way.
has the lifestyle gone up or backwards since Tex has left the building?
Oh, I reckon it's going up. it'd be a tough man to live with, Tex.
Oh, so Tex held him back, Matty. Oh, the big Texan.
What's that, sorry?
Tex must have held him back with the old cooking and the cleaning around the house.
Yeah,
so
I think Tex liked doing that sort of stuff himself, so he's probably a bit of control freak.
Now, just one last one. Can you forge your brother's signature? Because we need to get him to sign, Matt.
Well, I can't, but hopefully he can do that soon, and that'll take care of itself, I think.
No, I'm sure it will. I don't want to embarrass you with it, but have they started talks, negotiations? Because we can't lose him.
Well, I think they're always in... they're always chatting with his manager and that sort of stuff. I think at the moment for Brad, it's just really concentrating, playing footy, and he hasn't played a lot of footy in the last few years with injury. So it's just for him playing footy and get going better that way.
And before we let you go, you got Eston this week, Brisbane the week after. I know it's one week at a time, but to come from Geelong at Skilled, one of the toughest games you can face, to an Eston that we all know are undermanned. How do you get yourselves up? Is there a bit of chat and talk about that, or are you all professional enough, you just roll on?
Not really, to be honest, mate. I think after the weekend, we really want to bounce back. So I think the main thing for us, we'll come out pretty hot and be keen to get out there and play a good performance. So I don't think any of the boys are content. I think we're raring to go against Eston.
Well, brilliant. Matt, thanks for having a chat with us. Good luck this weekend and for the rest of the year. It's such a tight top eight. You just can't afford any lapses. So get back out there, get on the winner's list and get as high as you can on that ladder.
Beautiful. Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Great work, Matty Crouch. He's got team security. He's one of the first picked in that midfield now.
Well, particularly on the weekend.
Really developing that outside game
when
as well.
It wasn't going all Adelaide's way, yeah. I thought we gave him the best player for Adelaide. So he's got a bit of grunt about him, which I like. And
bit of mongrel?
Yeah, a bit of mongrel about him. And look, he finds the ball. He's like a ball magnet. I'm hoping that he continues to develop and he turns into a Matt Prittis type of player who, when you look at him from externally, you say, you know what, he's not super quick. He's not the, a Luke Hodge with his kick. But I tell you what, he's a Brownlow medalist and you can rely on him. And I think that's where Matt Crouch is headed as a footballer.
Talking Crows, brought to you by Murray Bridge Toyota, with concierge care to make your experience fun and hassle-free.